Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I don't steal from kids. Mostly.
106.5. The End.
While Katie and I were getting sunburned, Gavin, did you watch the Hamilton special on Disney Plus?
I sure did. Oh, my God. I was actually nervous about watching Hamilton because I'm such a huge fan of the album.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it. But we were, like, torn. Do we watch it on television, which is a terrible way to consume live theater? Or do we wait and watch it live on stage one day?
Wait, and for how long?
Exactly. That's why I caved, because it's like, it was already hard for me to get Hamilton tickets. Like, I just couldn't pull it off. Like, for one, we've been in baby mode forever, and so it was hard to get away either to San Francisco or New York to see it. So anyway, but we did watch it though, and we watched it too. We watched it twice. We liked it
much. Oh, yeah.
It was
okay,
that good.
Let me ask you this. When you first heard bum, 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 did you burst into tears?
No, but I did cry several times during it, though. Like, just seeing how they do stuff.
Into tears.
What was really funny was the internet's reaction to the Hamilton, you know, everybody watching it over the weekend, is the guy who plays King George in it, who's hilarious.
Hilarious.
It's one of the best parts in the show. The actor who plays him, who actually voices Kristoff in the Frozen movies, too.
Oh.
He was also in Glee.
Oh, and I think he's in Mindhunter. Don't you watch Mindhunter on Netflix?
Oh, I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's one of the main people from that show, too.
Oh, that's cool.
So you'd recognize him from that. But he spits during the show, like a lot.
It's almost like someone trained him to have a very wet mouth for his vocals or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And but, spit just literally drips out of his mouth.
Well, how do you stop that? I don't think you can.
You can't really stop it. So they shot the whole thing though in ultra 4K HD, so it's very clear. And then they use these really long camera lenses to get very close up, so it feels like a movie, even though you're watching a stage performance. And all that anybody was talking about was how much this actor Jonathan Groff spit during his performance, and it's like, really? That's our takeaway from this, is how much he spit? You're watching the greatest piece of art from the last 80 years, and all we're talking about is how much he spit on the stage?
Well, I mean,
oh, come on.
Considering that we're in a pandemic right now, and we know that, you know,
well,
there's some, you know, the way the coronavirus travels, I mean, he was not social distancing, I'm assuming. Not obviously not wearing a mask.
Although all of his scenes are him alone.
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah. So he was social distancing.
Gavin, if you and I are theater kids.
Right.
So the idea of even being self-conscious about the idea that you were spitting as opposed to just being focused on your performance, to us means nothing. Like, that's why it's like, who cares? Because we've been spit on 1,000 times by people that were singing too close to us or having a very intense scene or something.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I do want to give a shout out to somebody I don't know at all, though. And that is the guy who played that part, the King George part. He stepped aside and let this actor, this Jonathan Goff actor, come back just for the filming so that he
really?
Would be in the movie
wow.
and not the guy who was currently doing it when they filmed that episode. Like, is that not amazingly humble of him?
I mean, yeah. didn't a bunch of actors have to do that? Because a lot of them aren't the same ones that are on now so that there were, like, when it started, right?
Well,
guy who plays King George was the first one to leave the original Broadway cast.
Mm.
And probably because, like, you watch him in Mindhunter and Frozen and stuff like that. So he had, like, things going on. But then they didn't know that they were going to film that because that was filmed in 2016. Because they knew they were going to film it, they like let Jonathan Goff come back. So they had a film version of the original Broadway cast. And the guy who like played King George, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's great. Like they were like, you know what, man, why don't you take a day or two off?
Right. You know what? You've worked so hard. You need some you time.
Right. Oh, okay. Are we just not going to do the show that day? Yeah. We're not going to do the show
you
that
You know
day.
What? Don't even think about it.
Not going to do the version that is immortalized for history forever
right.
that will be watched in classrooms for the next 80 years. We're definitely not going to do that one. Oh, okay, cool. Thanks. I actually needed to. I feel a little cramp in my neck.
If from the album, it made sense to have everybody that is on the album in that performance.
Yeah, it did. Mm. No, it totally did.
Yeah.
But still, like, could you imagine being that guy?
I mean, you're still King George in Hamilton, so you're probably okay.
Are you? If there's no pictures, did it even happen?
Can you imagine that guy watching it this week on Disney Plus? Look at this guy spitting everywhere. I spit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.